Under immense pressure, healthcare workers are bracing themselves for an expected deluge of coronavirus cases. NewsHour Weekend's Special Correspondent Carla Murthy spoke with Dr. Alexis Langsfield, who works in an emergency room at a New York City hospital, about her personal experience, not on behalf of the hospital.
Obviously, things are changing day by day, hour by hour. We're also seeing a lot of reports that there's just not enough protective equipment and safety equipment for healthcare workers.
There's absolutely not enough protective gear. They're ramping up supplies as fast as they possibly can. Even by the end of every shift, we're out of gowns, or we're out of bleach wipes. We're out of all of the things that we need in order to maintain a clean and sterile workplace. A lot of the emergency room does not have doors. You know, a lot of places, it's open spaces with curtains in between. And those aren't places where it's safe to have people cohorted. So we're trying as fast as possible to actually divide the ER into multiple sections so that we can keep non-respiratory patients safe.
What are your biggest concerns in terms of keeping yourself safe and your family safe?
My biggest concerns are that now we're beginning to see that young people are getting sick too. The scariest thing here is that initially we thought that this was a disease of older people and people with pre-existing conditions. And as horrible as it sounds, I can handle that. But now that we're finding 30 and 40-year-olds that are coming down with it just as severely, just as quickly, just as fiercely, it's much scarier to try and protect myself. I'm afraid of not coming home to my kids and my husband, and I'm afraid of them getting it and me not being with them. And not being able to protect them. I'm in a situation now where I've decided that I'm going to pick up more shifts, and I'm dropping my family off outside of the city, and I'm going back into the city to pick up more shifts and work. When we made these decisions, it seemed like I still personally wouldn't be at much risk, but now we just don't know. So with the lack of personal protective equipment, and with the worst of the disease still to come, knowing that everything is, you know, we're just at the beginning of that steep incline. It's very scary. You know, I just don't know. I can tell them that I'm going to do the very best to protect myself, and that I have to do what has to be done because people need my help. But I can't really promise them it's all going to be okay.
And when you drop them off, do you know when you're going to see them again?
It's not really clear. Depending on how things go, if they close off the roads, if they change things, if I'm more needed, then it's really an indefinite stay. I will stay and work as long as I'm needed and can work. So if the population of needy patients picks up enough that I am needed round the clock in the hospital, I will stay.